is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Crews battling to bring Southern California's massive wildfires under control got a break from high winds yesterday. Today, they brace for Santa Ana gusts up to 70 miles an hour. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine.
I'm confident that we have enough firefighters. What we do need is the winds to die down, the weather to cooperate with us, and most importantly, we need some rain.
CBS's Dave Malkoff is in La Cañada.
We just got off a mesa overlooking Altadena, which is just a wasteland. It's really, really bad when you look at it from that high point and see how much destruction is underneath you.
The death toll up to 25. President-elect Trump's second choice to lead the Justice Department after Matt Gaetz is set to go before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Pam Bondi's Senate confirmation hearing is this morning. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He has made clear that he believes the Justice Department has been weaponized against him, and so you can expect that many senators may ask Pam Bondi about her views when it comes to how she may handle the Justice Department and how she may lead the Justice Department if she will go after the president-elect's opponent.
A key Republican Senator, Joni Ernst, says she will vote to confirm Mr. Trump's controversial pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, whose hearing was yesterday. Federal prosecutors will not charge Louisiana state troopers in the death of a black driver. White officers were captured on body cam video from 2019, stunning and beating Ronald Green after a high-speed chase. Green's sister, Danelle Hardin.
We believe that the Department of Justice, they all failed the people of Louisiana, not just the Ronald Green family.
The FDA wants to make it easier to find nutrition labels on the food you buy.
It would be part of the push to get Americans to eat healthier. The smaller label on the front of boxes and bottles would have to list the serving size and the percentages of saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. The FDA is still weighing whether calorie count should also be included. The labels would have to be somewhere in the top third of the package.
CBS's Michael Wallace. Everyone's feeling them outrageously high prices for just about everything. We'll get a new read on inflation with the Consumer Price Index this morning. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
If we do see the number hit 2.9%. That's going to mark the third month in a row that we have seen an increase. We're getting further and further away from the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target.
S&P futures up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We'll have a warm-up tonight with snow heading our way. It'll still be cold today with wind chills again below zero at times. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Many warming centers in the area will stay open today. You can find the closest to you by calling 211. Racine residents are invited to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning. It'll happen at the wreath-laying ceremony at 10 a.m. at MLK Plaza. Following the ceremony, a program will be held at the King Community Center. The memorial event is hosted by the City of Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department and the Heritage Committee of Racine. There will be a push to pass that Racine referendum. In other communities where voters are asked to raise taxes, social media and specialized websites are created by the district or municipalities pushing for passage. Racine Unified had a website up within hours of passage by the board. The district is looking to spend an extra $190 million over the next 5 years to slow financial problems. The question is set for the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on their February ballot, with in-person information sessions taking place until the vote. You may have already seen that cop camera footage from a fiery crash in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department put out that video yesterday, along with news that deputies saved a woman from a burning vehicle. That happened last week following a two-car crash at KR and 45 in Union Grove. The deputies got to the scene to find a Honda on fire with an unresponsive female driver trapped inside. They were able to get her out and used fire extinguishers to douse the flames. And again, one more cold day, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
But the vegetables in the steakhouse, they don't come with the steak. They're a la carte, like leg room on Southwest. And they're not even called vegetables, they're called side dishes. Because what they do to vegetables in steakhouses, they're no longer vegetables.
You get our spinach that we cooked in ice cream. There's also our house specialty, which is a baked potato stuffed with 20 sticks of butter. If you're on a diet, we can do it with 19 sticks.
But I love a steak. When I die, I want to be buried in a steakhouse. Well, not buried, just my casket on display. And, you know, people in steakhouses, they wouldn't even care. They'd be like, what's the deal with the casket?
That was a comedian. His one wish, yeah, I'll have a ribeye. Coming right up, Mrs. Gaffigan.
Somebody posted posted on Facebook of all these TV families, and if your face was in color, it means you're still alive. They took families from all these TV shows of the 1960s and early 70s, and it's like, only one person's alive out of the entire show. Whoa. And then I'm thinking about the Monkees and all the rock and roll groups. There's only one member of the Monkees left, Mickey Dolenz. They're all gone. I know. Isn't that something? Whoa. On that cheery topic, it's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here on this Wednesday morning. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 23. Now, a chance of snow tonight, lows 19. But tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 36. Wow. Right now, it's clear and 5 degrees right here at Radio Park. We've got tickets to give away today to Over the River and Through the Woods, now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. I think we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Yesterday was the 7 o'clock hour. I think we'll do it in the 8 o'clock hour. And I promise you, next time we get tickets, we'll do one of the 6 o'clock hour for you, okay? So 8 o'clock hour this morning, we'll do that. Don't forget, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. And thank you, of course. Timeless hits, more today than yesterday. The Spiral Staircase here at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, also 1400 AM, and of course in Kenosha, we have your own FM frequency, 98.1 FM. Well, if you enjoy being patted down by strangers in blue rubber gloves, do everything I'm going to tell you on this list here. An airport security expert listed some weird things that can get you flagged by the TSA. They include being dressed wrong for the weather, yawning a lot. What does that mean, huh? It means you're stressed out about something. Not making eye contact, being extra chatty, using too much cologne. Now, too much cologne sometimes is used to mask the smell of drugs. And people ask me why I don't like to fly. That's just one of the thousands of reasons why. 6:14, looking for an increase in cloudiness today with a high near 23. Right now I've got a clear sky, full moon, 5 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Hearts go astray, leaving her. When they go, I went.
Robert Knight, Everlasting Love, Local News, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. There's an online list now of seemingly cheap hobbies that quickly become very expensive to continue doing. Here's what people said. Woodworking. Someone even joked, why buy something when I can make it half as good for three times the price in a couple of months? Horseback riding, boating, even fishing if you can't resist upgrading. 3D printing. I don't know how that can ever be cheap. And cycling. You say, riding a bicycle? You check the prices of some of these bicycles. They're in the thousands. Yeah, they're not cheap. It's 617 Local News, Timeless Hits. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now. It's some acting he did. He was in a couple of movies, but one of them was Key Witness. That was probably his biggest hit, and you probably never heard of it before. It's on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. He co-starred in that with Jeffrey Hunter. He played one of the juvenile delinquents in the movie. I'm trying to remember who the others were. I think they were kind of medium-sized actors, too, at the time. Anyway, Johnny Nash did some acting and a couple of hit songs, too. All right, this Valentine's Day, Brock's is launching a new global version of its Conversation Hearts. You see those little, you know, candy hearts that break your teeth when you eat them? You've seen the little writings on there like love, sweetheart, all those things on there. Well, this year they're going to feature sentimental sayings from around the world, including more than 30 expressions in 13 different languages. That should be interesting. Give one to your sweetie. She won't even know what you're saying to her. It's in a foreign language. All right, go away, little girl. Remember this, Steve Lawrence, local news, some timeless hits for you.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. I'm not supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. Oh, go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Go away, please don't stay. It'll never work out when you are near me like this. You're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl. Call it a day, little girl. Oh, please go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
Steve Lawrence, go away, little girl. And his longtime wife was Edie Gourmet. Want to hear my Edie Gourmet story? All right. My mother told us. She was up at the Catskill Mountains. I'm not sure if this is when she was with my father or this is before they met. Anyway, Edie Gourmet was up there. And my mother was going through the parking lot. And she sees something in a car. And there's Edie Gourmet in the back seat, really going at it with this guy, just kissing, you know. Don't let your imagination run away. Just kissing and making out in the back seat of the car. And I said, how do you know it was Edie Gourmet? I said, I know what she looks like. That was her. And this was back in the 40s, before she was a big star. But that's my Edie Gourmet story for you this morning. How's that, huh? Family Stone, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Got a clear sky with a full moon this morning. It's 5 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's 6:28. Good morning.
Stone, dancing the music, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Try to wrap your head around this fun fact. Cleopatra lived closer to the debut of the iPhone than the building of the Great Pyramid. Well, let's examine this. The Great Pyramid was finished in the year 2540 BC. Cleopatra was born 2,471 years later in 69 BC. The iPhone was invented in 2007, just 2,076 years after her birth. So she is closer to the birth of the iPhone than the Great Pyramid. It's kind of tough to wrap your head around that. Now, 6:31, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Let's check news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents are invited to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this morning. It'll happen at the wreath-laying ceremony at 10 a.m. at MLK Plaza. Following the ceremony, a program will be held at the King Community Center. The memorial event is hosted by the City of Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department and the Heritage Committee of Racine. The charges against the Racine County Jail inmate killed in the lockup has had charges officially dismissed. After the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee, the DA's office needed to go through the procedure and officially dismiss the offenses against him. Lee was attacked and killed in the jail, allegedly by Devontae Carraway. Carraway is facing homicide charges for the jail death and also faces previous attempted homicide charges. There's a Blarney Stone battle brewing between Racine and Kenosha. The city of Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, March 15th. Like their Racine counterparts on the same day, there will be a celebration of Irish culture and a parade through downtown. The point of difference is a plan to dye the Kenosha Harbor green. Community groups can march. There's a sign up on the City of Kenosha website. Racine's Littleport Brewing Company isn't the only local brewer going away. Four brewers based in southeastern Wisconsin have recently announced plans to close, with recent demographic trends showing young people just aren't drinking as much as their older counterparts. The owners of Littleport do say they want to get back in the game and that their closure has more to do with investor relations. They do want to find a new place to make beer. Littleport had been in operation at 3rd in Wisconsin since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Ice-cold Wisconsin winters not stopping the educational process for students involved in the Farm and Industry Short Course. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. This is the second year now that the Farm and Industry Short Course has found its new home on the UW River Falls campus, where instructor Steve Kelm is trying to keep students motivated. He said right now they've got 10 students enrolled, which is more than they had in previous classes, and he said what they're doing is making sure that they're targeting what students want to learn with how students want to learn.
We certainly wish to maximize kind of the hands-on perspective. We recognize kind of at the beginning that a lot of work on farm would be ideal, and we've kept that pretty strongly in place. We have certainly been in kind of adjusting schedules too, just to make sure that certain things fit better into student schedules. And we've also opened up, you know, some additional avenues for extracurricular activities.
Dr. Steve Kelm, he's the coordinator for the Farm and Industry Short Course, happening now on the UW River Falls campus. Students will continue their education until March.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And this afternoon is the beginning of the 25th anniversary celebration of the Dairy Business Association. That group started in the Green Bay area 25 years ago, and they'll return to the Green Bay area for their 2025 annual conference. They'll kick things off this evening with a special tailgating event happening at Lambeau Fields Atrium. The Midwest Farm Report team is going to be there. Follow us on social media to keep up with all the conversations that we're enjoying. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for Wednesday. Don't forget, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. Just send us your email at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today with clouds increasing by late this afternoon. It will get a little breezier later today as well. Our high right around 23. Tonight, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. We're headed to 41 on Friday. After that, it's going to get cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
I have two daughters, 16 and 19. So my life is pretty much just pure bliss at this point. The 16-year-old thinks I'm an idiot, and the 19-year-old knows I'm an idiot. It's a progression. The one good thing about having teenagers is you can speak to them in complete sentences. When they were small, they're only going to hear the first three words you say when they're little. So you got to talk in those idiotic three-word parent sentences all day. Hey, hey, hey! Stop that now. Stop it now. I said now. Yes, you will. Yes, I will. Yes, we will. Turn it up, turn it down, turn it off, shut the door, shut the fridge, shut your face, ask your mom, go to bed, go to sleep, clean your plate, have a bath, pick it up, put it down, don't touch that. I said no, no, I said, what did I say? Say that again, I dare you. I hate you.
Supremes heard that our love go. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A reminder to please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. And we thank you. And they thank you, too. Got a new survey here. One in five people believe kids or people, men, or just humans between the ages of 18 and 27 claim they couldn't change a light bulb. That's right. They just hire someone else to do it, especially if it was a ceiling light, because there's a ladder, and that's too dangerous. So is this another sign of the times? Now, that screwable light bulb you used to put in, they're being phased out for the LED lamps the last 20 years or so. Are we just being lazy? It's probably laziness. The report found that they're spending at least $1,500 a year on average calling in pros to do basic jobs they could probably do themselves. Several also found that they don't know how to do basic car maintenance, even cleaning it, hanging picture frames, and some didn't recognize common tools like a wrench. Who doesn't know what a wrench is? You know who doesn't know? Somebody who doesn't want to work with it. That's who knows. Yeah, my father was the biggest handyman in the world. Built big sheds in the yard. He built everything. My brother, too, with me, nothing. I'm the guy who hires everybody. Yeah, I could change a light bulb, though. That I could do. It's 641. Local news. Timeless hits. Looking for an increase in cloud cover today with a high near 23. Chance of snow tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs near 36 right now. It's clear in 5 right here at Radio Park.
Waiting for the break.
Transit Authority, or just Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:44. Have you ever dreamed about winning the lottery? Well, this woman in Maryland used 5 numbers the other day she saw in a dream and won $50,000. You know what I dream about? People chasing me. I'm never fortunate to dream up winning lottery numbers. Tommy James of the Shondells now. I think we're alone now.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be. What?
James of the Shondells. I think we're alone now. 646, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with 123. Chance of snow tonight. Lows around 19. But tomorrow, partly sunny with 136. So we'll have some melting finally. It's clear, 5 degrees, full moon out there here at Radio Park. All right. Drew Barrymore, you know who Drew Barrymore is. My little girl from E.T. the Extraterrestrial grew up, did adult, you know, mainstream dramatic movies, has her own TV show. Well, Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with a woman he was cheating on her with. She says they moved past that, though, and now she calls him a dear friend. That's weird. All right, coming up, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production Over the River and Through the Woods. We'll do that at the 8 o'clock hour. What's it about? Well, let's find out.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Sarah!
Concerto, The Toys, local news and timeless hits at WRJN 652. Got a clear sky this morning, 5 degrees at Radio Park. Tomorrow, though, 36 the high, in the 40s by Friday. How do you like that? That's pretty neat, eh? Okay, one-third of couples say their partner acts like a big baby when they're sick, acting stubborn, dramatic, even refusing to admit they're sick. You know what? That's me. I gotta add some other things in there, too. I'm a big baby when I get sick. I admit that. I go, oh, no! I can't believe I'm sick. Here comes the Chiffon, Sweet Talking Guy, WRJN.
Sweet Talking Guy.
Chiffon, 655, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Are you sick of it? A poll found 97% of Americans are sick of it. Sick and tired of one thing or another. Here are the top five things we're sick of in 2025. Misinformation online, that includes biased reporting in the news, politics and government, violence and crime, economic issues like inflation and the cost of living, social issues and divisiveness. Bubbling under the top five are the healthcare system, personal struggles like being overworked, and not taking better care of the environment. Man, we are sick of it. It sounds like it, doesn't it? It's 6:56 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena selling those cars. It's 6:58, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 23. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 19. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 36. Finally, the meltdown is coming. Clear in 5 degrees right now at Radio Park. Here's a list of shocking celebrity facts. These really are kind of shocking, too. Osama bin Laden was a huge Whitney Houston fan. Even so, he had a plan to kill her husband at that time, Bobby Brown. Terrence Howard, you know Terrence Howard, the actor. He's convinced that 1 times 1 equals 2, and he claims he can prove it. Also, when he was a kid, he watched his father stab a man to death while they were waiting online to take pictures with the department store Santa. When Angelina Jolie was 22 years old, she hired a hitman to kill her. But instead, he talked her out of it. Samuel L. Jackson was kicked out of a Morehouse college for participating in a protest in which members of the school board were held hostage. One of those hostages? Dr. Martin Luther King. Jack Nicholson. Now, you got to follow this one closely. Jack Nicholson was raised by his grandmother, but he was told that his grandmother was his mother. And he was told that his actual mother was his sister. He didn't find out the truth until his sister slash mother died in 1974. Those are pretty shocking, aren't they? I think so. It's 7 o'clock. Don't forget, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope. It's at our website, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. And thank you. 7 o'clock on the noggin now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, for Sink and Ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dangerous wind advisory is back in effect for parts of Southern California devastated by this past week's wildfires. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustine.
This next 24 hours is going to be so important to get through and making sure that we don't have any more fire spread.
The National Weather Service has reissued its warning for wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour for parts of L.A. and Ventura counties. Correspondent Dave Malkoff is in La Cañada.
We've got a lot of firefighters up there on the mesa that we were with. We had from the local areas. We had from Cal Fire, from JPL. Firefighters were from JPL. We had the inmate firefighters with us, and they're bringing in new firefighters from all over the state and all over the neighboring countries.
Pete Hegseth's chances of winning confirmation in his bid to be the next defense secretary have just gotten stronger. Republican Joni Ernst, the Senate's first female combat